Tell me a little bit about, you know, the halfway to Forecastle Fest this year and you know, what your plans are for it.
Absolutely. Well, it's going to be July 15th, and it's going to be split basically between two venues, between Waterfront Park, the Wharf of Waterfront Park, and the Ice House, which is a new venue on Main Street. It's kind of a multi-purpose place, but it's the ex-Arctic Ice facility, which is pretty cool. So it's pretty cool. They've been renovating it for a long time, and I've had my eye on it for longer than that. I've always wanted to do something in that room they have, so which is actually the ice-producing room in there. So it should be cool to do a big, hot, sweaty dance electronic music show at the Ice House.
Well, I guess with that, you know, who's going to be doing this? Who's going to be playing?
The Waterfront Park event will be headlined by Pretty Lights and Big Boy from Outkast, and then RJD2, Boombox, and VHS or Beta will be doing the final slots on there. The after party at the Ice House will be headlined by Mimosa and Anasia, with Grammatic being the opener there. So it should be good. We've had a lot of these artists in before. We've had VHS or Beta before, had Pretty Lights with one of the main festival slots a couple years ago. So it's exciting for us. And some new artists as well that have never been here, like Big Boy.
Mm-hmm. How did you settle on, you know, Pretty Lights and Big Boy? Was there a desire to bring them in? Or?
Absolutely. Halfway is always kind of a different musical palette than Forecastle. Halfway is always kind of focused more on electronic music. So that was definitely what we went into it with kind of thinking of doing, but also trying to kind of create a broader appeal for Halfway. I think last year was pretty much completely electro, and this year, you know, we wanted to go back a little bit to our roots, do some hip hop, going back to like 2007, 2008 when we did hip hop headliners for 2 years straight, and also bring in groups like VHS or Beta, who, you know, haven't been here in 3 years, and we really wanted them to play. They played Halfway 3 years ago with Band of Horses. It was a great show. Still trying to kind of keep that electronic music vein running through it, but trying to expand it a little bit.
Tell me a little bit about why it's Halfway to Forecastle this year and why you've moved it to the summer.
Absolutely. Well, in February, we announced a partnership with AC Entertainment, better known as the producers of Bonnaroo and Moog Fest and a lot of amazing events throughout the country. And, you know, kind of we're in that transitional period right after the partnership and talking about Forecastle, which at that time was less than 5.5 months away. And we just kind of thought that, you know, doing a halfway a lot like this, an event like this, made a lot more sense than trying to just, you know, go all out 70 hours a week to try to get the 10th anniversary of Forecastle booked. Had it not been the 10th anniversary, we probably would have gone through with it. But my ideas for the 10th anniversary are pretty ambitious, to say the least, and it was just too much to really pull off in 5 months. So we kind of looked at it as an opportunity. Let's go ahead and let's do a bigger halfway event, and be able to do it in the summertime, be able to do some new artists and expand upon that electronic palette.
Well, what kind of plans do you have for this 10th anniversary?
I can't go into it too much. I've been asked a lot about it, but it's just, I look at the 10th anniversary as kind of the opportunity to do everything we've ever wanted to do with Forecastle, which, mm-hmm. you know, every year while I'm working on it, I'll take, you know, hundreds of notes, you know, every year, and then I'll keep them, and the next year I'll look at them, and, you know, over the years I've compiled the best of the best of those thoughts and ideas and put them into the 10th anniversary. So it's going to be exciting. I mean, it's going to be everything I think that we want it to be and that we've dreamed that it could be, and that's why it's worth waiting a little bit for.
Do you want to talk a little bit more about the partnership with AC Entertainment, and I guess what do you hope most to get out of that?
It's a great partnership. Ashley Capps, who's the president, is a legend in our industry, and we've talked probably about 3 years just off and on about doing something together, and he ended up coming up to Louisville after this past year's festival, and we kind of got more acquainted. And he really kind of fell in love with Louisville and, you know, my vision for it and what's pretty much possible to do here. And out of that, you know, we decided to partner up on Forecastle, and he also offered me a pretty amazing position in the company. I'm head of national partnerships for the company, so I handle a lot of our sponsorships and things like that for our festivals, which was great because it got me kind of, you know, being able to focus on other things besides Forecastle like I have the past 10 years. So it's been a really kind of maturing process for me to be able to step in with them and be surrounded by people that, you know, I would argue are probably the best at what they do. So it's been great.
Where do you see Forecastle going from here? You know, what do you hope for it? I mean, it's got some great accolades.
Right.
You know, and
it's an interesting question because it's, you know, it's continually evolving. I think everyone's seen that the past 10 years. It's never been the same 2 years straight. But with that in mind, you know, I think with our idea and our kind of template, as I would call it, for the 10th anniversary, I think that's going to be as close as we've ever gotten to exactly what we want this thing to be 10 years from now, you know, 5 years from now. And that's a big step up for us because it's taken just a lot of thought, a lot of reflecting, a lot of talking to not only the people that are directly involved in it, but, you know, the people that are coming as well and just figuring out, you know, how can we be the best at what we are in this region. And I think we've created that. You know, it's outlined in about a 68-page document on my computer. But so I think people will see it there, and halfway this summer will be a little taste of that. You know, it was really important for us, I think, to kind of set the right tone, I feel like, with halfway this summer. And I think that's why we spent so much time on it, and that's why, you know, we announced it maybe a little later than what most people would. But, you know, I think people will enjoy it. I think people will look at it and, you know, look back on it at the 10th anniversary and be like, you know, that was a great stepping stone in this partnership to what became the 10th anniversary.